वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। वेलकम यू ऑल फॉर टुडे मॉर्निंग भागवतम क्लास। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 6 एंटाइटल द यदु डायनेस्टी रिटायर्स टू प्रभास एंड वर्स नंबर 47। काइंडली रिपीट आफ्टर मी। वातवसनाय ऋषय श्रमणा ऊर्ध्वमन्थिना ब्रह्माख्यं धामते यान्ति शांता सन्यासिनो मला। वातवसनाय ऋषय श्रमणा ऊर्ध्वमन्थिना ब्रह्माख्यं धामते यान्ति शांता सन्यासिनो मला। वातवसनाय ऋषय श्रमणा ऊर्ध्वमन्थिना ब्रह्माख्यं धामते यान्ति शांता सन्यासिनो मला।
वाह वातवसनाय ऋषय श्रमणावूर्ध्वमन्तिना ब्रह्मा किं धामते यान्ति शांता सन्यासिनो मला वातवसनाय ऋषय श्रमणा ऊर्ध्वमन्तिना ब्रह्माक्यं दामते यान्ति शांता सन्यासिनो मला वातवसनाय ऋषय शर्मणा ऊर्ध्वमन्तिनः ब्रह्माक्यं धामते यान्ति शांता सन्यासिनो मलः.
माताजीस, वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग, काइंडली रिपीट आफ्टर मी. वातवसनः, ड्रेस्ड बाय द एयर, नेकेड. ये दोज हु आर ऋषयः, सेजेस, श्रमणाः, स्ट्रिक्ट ऑब्जर्वर्स ऑफ स्पिरिचुअल प्रैक्टिसेस, ऊर्ध्वमन्थिनः, हू हैव कंजर्व्ड देयर सीमेन टू द पॉइंट दैट इट हैज राइजन अप टू देयर हेड्स. ब्रह्माख्यम, नोन एज ब्रह्मन, धाम, द इम्पर्सनल स्पिरिचुअल अबोड, ते यान्ति, टू गो, शांतः, पीसफुल, सन्यासिनः, मेंबर्स ऑफ द रिनाउंस्ड ऑर्डर ऑफ लाइफ, अमलः, सिनलेस. Translation and purport by the servants of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Naked sages who seriously endeavor in spiritual practice, who have raised their semen upward, who are peaceful and sinless members of the renounced order, attain the spiritual abode called Brahman. Purport. In chapter 12 of Bhagavad Gita, it is stated, Klesho adhiktar tesham avyakta sakta chetasam. Those who are attached to the impersonal feature of the personality of Godhead must endure grueling penances in order to achieve impersonal liberation in the realm of Brahman. Also, it is stated in the Bhagavatam, Aruya krichrena param padam tataha patanti adho अनादृत युष्मदांग्री यह कृच्छ्रेण विथ ग्रेट स्ट्रगल एंड ट्रबल द योगीज क्लाइम देयर वे अप इनटू द इम्पर्सनल इफल्जेंस कॉल्ड ब्रह्म ज्योति बट अगेन दे स्लिप आउट ऑफ द ज्योति एंड फॉल बैक इनटू द मटेरियल वर्ल्ड बिकॉज दे डू नॉट टेक शेल्टर ऑफ द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडेड. एनवियस फूल्स ऑब्जेक्ट टू द पैटर्नलिज्म of the personality of Godhead, but these fools cannot take credit for the creation of their own body, brain or energy, nor can they claim credit for the air, rain, vegetables, fruits, sun, moon and so on. In other words, they are totally dependent on the mercy of God at every second. And yet they arrogantly state that they do not want to accept the shelter of the Lord because they are self-sufficient. In fact, some bewildered living entities even think that they themselves are God. Although they cannot explain why God has to struggle and toil to achieve meager success in the yoga system. Therefore, Uddhava is pointing out that unlike the impersonalists and meditators, the pure devotees very easily cross over the illusory energy because they are totally attached to the lotus feet of Krishna. Lord Krishna is always transcendental And if one is firmly attached to the Lord's lotus feet, then he is also transcendental. The causeless mercy of Krishna is more valuable than millions and billions of years of one's own struggling and straining. One should try to get the Lord's mercy, and then everything will become very easy on the path of spiritual realization. In this age, one can achieve the mercy of the Lord Krishna by constantly chanting his holy name, as recommended in the Shastras. Hare Ranam, Hare Ranam, Hare Ranam, Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gati Ranyatham. This is from Brahant Naradiya Puran. If one constantly chants the Lord's holy name, avoiding offenses against the names, then surely one will achieve the same result as Uddhava. Uddhava was not interested in so-called Brahman realization, but rather he wanted to go on drinking the maddening nectar of the beautiful smiling of the Lord's moon-like face. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yat kripa tamaham vande Sri Guru Dinatarinam Sri Chaitanyeshwaram Paramanandamadhavam Asaduna Sadutadain Atinicho Chatakara Hanamum Chakadachin Premanamata Kantavyaspuraham. Hare Krishna, I seek blessing of all the assembled Vaishnavas here so that I can speak something inspirational for our practice of devotional service, bhakti. This is a very interesting section of Srimad Bhagavatam from 11th canto. 11th canto began with the chapter where all the Yadu dynasty, the children's who had assembled in one place and all the Yadus, they have assembled to perform a yajna, and all the sages had been invited. But because they played a trick with the sages, and their dealing with the sages was not appropriate, so they received the curse from the sages. And after that chapter, till the chapter, like the sixth chapter, second, third, fourth, and fifth, there is a twist. After they receive the curse, all the Yadus, because of bad behavior with the sages, the devotees of the Lord, the next chapter, the second chapter, opens up with the how another Yadu, who is none other than father of Lord Krishna, Vasudevji, how he received the devotees or the sages, and how he received the blessings. And till this chapter 6, then the blessings in the form of devotional service and the devotees has been glorified in this chapter. So this is how this is unfolding. Krishna is unfolding how we deal with the devotees. That decides the destination. So in the first chapter we see the Yadus, the children or the sons of Lord Krishna, dealing inappropriately with the devotees or the sages, and they are receiving the curse. And the father of Krishna, Vasudevji, he is dealing with the same sage, Naradji, and he is receiving the blessings. And in this chapter, we are also seeing that now, how all the Yadus, now they are going to a Prabhashetra on the order of Lord Krishna, and how they are vanquished or diminished from this planet Earth. That will unfold in the future chapter. But this section where Uddhavji is speaking, now Uddhavji understood the plan of the Lord, where all the demigods, all the cosmocrats, they came to Lord Krishna and they requested, now it's the time, everything has been taken care by you, you have established dharma, now you can wind up your pastimes. And agreeing to their request, Lord Krishna is going back to his own abode. And understanding that desire of the Lord, Uddhavji is now requesting the Lord. And this is the prelude, this section, where Uddhavji is glorifying the devotional service, glorifying hearing and chanting, glorifying the Nirmalya of the Lord. How it is powerful. It is a weapon against Maya, the illusory energy of the Lord. And that, after that, he is saying, we are dependent on you, O my Lord. So this section is a prelude to the another song, the glorious song sung by the Lord Krishna. That is Uddhava Gita. So, that is how Krishna deals with his devotees. And how he engages his devotees. Whenever Krishna wants to engage his devotees in service, which he does not want to perform, that time Krishna has sung the song. When Arjuna denied that I don't want to fight, Krishna sang Bhagavad Gita. That is the song of the God. And now here, Uddhavji has expressed his desire, Lord, you are winding up your pastimes. And I also want to come back with you. I don't want to stay back in this material world. But Krishna had another plan for Uddhavji. He wanted him to go to Badrika Ashram and meet the sages. So what he desired, what Uddhavji desired, Krishna is not agreeing for that. And to make him enthusiastic to perform that service, he is singing the song ahead, Uddhava Gita. That is also a very beautiful section of Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is how Krishna engages his devotees in his service. So it's not just ordering them, but also inspiring them. Or he does not expressing his desire, simply, okay, you shall do this. But also, along with that, he is giving inspiration. Why you are supposed to be performing this service? And Krishna spoke 18 chapters in Bhagavad Gita to convince Arjuna, now you shall fight. And here also, this is the biggest, one of the biggest section in the 11th canto, where Uddhavji, this Uddhava Gita is sung. So this is how the chapter will unfold. And this particular verse, like before this verse, 45, the 45th verse, it was explaining, as I was explaining you, that Uchishta bhojino dasas tava maya jayamahi. The illusory energy of the Lord in 5th canto, the illusory energy, the maya, is called, the another name for maya is aparajita. This is not some serial. Aparajita. Who cannot be conquered by anyone so easily. Lord is also called aparajit or ajay, which cannot be defeated. Similarly, the potency of Lord Krishna is also called aparajita. No one can easily come out of the illusory energy of the Lord. And here, the Lord, or the devotee, or the Uddhavji, is giving us the instruments, the weapons. How to conquer over on this illusory energy. Aparajita can be defeated. as Krishna also spoke in Bhagavad Gita. Maya metam tarantite. By taking shelter of Lord Krishna, it can be easily cross over. And here, how to take that shelter, Uddhavji is explaining to all of us. What is that shelter? Ashray means what? So here, he is saying that simply by decorating ourselves with the garland, fragrant oils, clothes and ornaments that have already enjoyed, and by eating the remnants of your meals, we, your servant, will indeed conquer over illusory energy. That is the confidence of a devotee. He is not fearful when he is connected with the Lord. So, after giving that weapon, and before that, before this verse, the 44th verse, was also very interesting, where Uddhavji says that, Tava vikriditam Krishnam, Nirnam parama mangalam, Karna piyusham asadya, Tajante anyaspruham jana. Oh my dear Krishna, your pastimes are supremely auspicious for mankind and are an intoxicating beverage for the ears. Tasting such pastimes, people forget their desires for other things. Forgetting our desires, the most cherished desire, is so difficult. To give up desires which we want to enjoy, to give pleasure to our senses, pleasure to our mind, pleasure to our ego. And they take so subtle forms. Even persons are, well, people are bewildered. Is this really for my enjoyment? No, no, I am selflessly serving others. But basically the scripture explains that they are nothing but the desire to enjoy senses. So, overcoming such desires are very, very difficult. But when somebody hears Karna Piyusha, the nectarian kathas, the pastimes of the Lord, someone can easily give up that desire. There is no effort taken. No need to take any other effort to forget the cherished desire of our heart. And this is, we can see that how this is powerful, that this tonic is too powerful. Now we know Duryodhana, how he desired the kingdom of Hastinapur, the throne of Hastinapur. Even Lord could not make him understand to give up his desire for throne. But at one point, he thought of that. And when it was, when after a few days of battle got over, and Duryodhana that day, that evening, came to Bhishma Dev. And he said, what is this? Till today we are not able to conquer Pandavas. What are you doing? Why we are not able to conquer them? So that time, Bhishma Dev, he replied, well, what do you think, Duryodhana? Pandavas are not ordinary people. When I was in the celestial places like heaven, that time, Naradji had come and told this, that Krishna, the Lord, has descended on the earthly planet. And he is going to wipe out all the demoniac forces. And even the army of demigods may come to fight with you and against the Lord. You will not be able to conquer. That supreme personality of Godhead, that Krishna, is standing or is with the Pandavas. So you forget that you are anytime going to win against Lord, even if you have the army of demigods or the ministers may come from the heavenly planet and they may fight against Pandavas or Lord Krishna. They will not win over. And then Bhishma Dev started explaining the pastimes of Lord Krishna to Duryodhana. That night, he had a Bhagavatam class for Duryodhana. And till Vrindavan pastime, he explained everything to Duryodhana. And that time, Duryodhana thought, maybe I should give up that desire to get the throne of Hastinapur. And he went thinking the glories of Lord Krishna as a Bhagawan. And he slept. But next day morning, when he got up, again the illusory energy overpowered him. And then again he thought, whatever it may be, Krishna might be God, but we will win. So, here, whenever people hear, whenever someone hears, Karna Piyusham is definite, he is going to give up his cherished desire to enjoy or conquer the material energy. And that is the power of Krishna Katha. And after that, after explaining, and this is what a devotee all aspire for, to be dependent on the mercy of the Lord. And to contrast to that verse, here he is speaking this verse, 47th verse, where naked sages who seriously endeavor in spiritual practice, who have raised their semen upward, who are peaceful, sinless members of renounced order, attain the spiritual abode called Brahman. So here he is talking about that. And this is a like appropriate verse. Just recently, day before yesterday or yesterday, we celebrated Makar Sankranti. And Makar Sankranti is known for Kumbh Mela in Allahabad, where thousands and thousands Naga Baba, they take bath in the holy confluence of Ganga, Jamuna and Saraswati. Yesterday, a day before yesterday, 8 million people took bath in this confluence in Prayag. So, Kumbh Mela here, the Naga Baba is given prominent for their austerities, for their penances. They have given the priorities, prerogatives for taking the bath. That is their achievement with the tapasya. But how they have performed? They have performed with the shrama. Shrama naha urdhvamanthina. So in spiritual life, practices, the shrama is very important. Once, one person whom I know, he had gone to Kumbh Mela. And Kumbh Mela, in Kumbh Mela, now we all know that everyone bows down to the Naga Babas and they want to get blessing. So as he was going to take bath in the river, he saw one Baba is coming from the river. So he thought, "Arey, wow, this is a good chance to get blessing from the Baba." So he went and he started asking blessing. "Please, Baba, please give me, aapka ashirwad de dijiye, please give me blessings." So, and we all know that Baba, Naga Babas are a bit, they are a little angry in their nature because of tapasya and all this. So he said, "Hat, chal bajumuga." So he thought, Baba got angry or what? "Please, please, Baba, forgive me if any mistake I have done." So again he said, "Hey, hat." So he said, Baba, please. So he thought, Baba, this is... Well, he said, no, I'm not koi Baba Baba nahi hu main. So he thought, this is Baba's humility. So he said, Are Baba, please, bless me. So, bola, Are bola na, ki main Baba Baba nahi hu. To bola, then your appearance. Bola, I went to take bath and someone stole away my clothes. Huh? And therefore I am searching my clothes. So external in spiritual practices does not matter much. Shrama, hana, shramana, urdva manthina. Without shram, just having certain dress code does not make person eligible to offer blessings. So similarly, that shrama is required, that hard work is required when we take to spiritual practices. And therefore, in devotional service, in practice, this is a very, very important aspect where we do hard work to chant, to follow regulative principles, making the right choices. This is shram. And generally people, they keep asking us, those who are brahmacharis, or they keep, hey, what do you do throughout the day? That thing is there always in their mind. Kya karte hai? Din bhar sirf sote hai, khate hai. Do you do shram? Means their intention of asking this question is, do you work or not? Some way like that. And Prabhupada said, we are working more than the materialistic. So there is a shram is involved. And therefore, this is called ashram. Ashram. Where two things are there. Where there is ashray, shelter is given. And the another thing is, hard work is performed. Whether it is grahastha ashram, brahmachari ashram, vanaprastha ashram, or sannyas ashram. Shelter of the Lord and the devotees and the hard work of a practitioner. That makes the combination perfect. If only shelter is there, we may lose the goal without shram. And only shram is there, so we may lose our enthusiasm, or we may become proud of our hard work. And therefore, in devotional service, two fingers are always said less. Our practice is important and Krishna's mercy is important. And therefore, here it is said, millions and billions such struggling and straining endeavors of no use if we receive the mercy of the Lord. So, this is what the shelter is. And this is what the shram is. Ashray, ash and shram. Ashram. And they are performing. But the problem is they don't take shelter. They want to be achiever. And therefore, their goals which they receive is also limited. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagwaniti Shabdate. The highest realization in spiritual life is attaining or understanding the personality of Godhead and serving Him. That is the perfection. But just because they don't take shelter, they are just performing hard work, penances, austerities. Their goal remains limited, or their achievement remains limited. So in spiritual practices, we are not the achievers, but we are the receivers of the grace. And when we receive the grace, that is the perfection. Once Shyamananda Prabhu had told this, that we all try to do all our activities perfectly. And we have been told 99% of our sadhana, our advancement of devotional service is based on chanting, how we chant, how we practice. And then 1% is of Lord's mercy. It might seem 99%, and so we have to do everything perfectly, isn't it? All the techniques we want to apply. How I can chant perfectly, how I can sit perfectly, how I can perform this devotion, this practice perfectly. It's for our advancement. But it is the percentage which we see, they're not equal. This is 1% of Lord's mercy and 99% of our hard work, isn't it? But it is like a beggar is saying that, you know, I'm going to get married with the queen's daughter. The another beggar, the another friend of that beggar said, "Arey, my God, how come this great news you are giving?" Well, yes, 50% the work is done. 50% work is done. You are going to get only 50% is remaining. Huh? So he said, yes, 50% work is done. From my side, I am ready. Huh? Only thing is that her approval is remaining. So 99% and 1% is like this. 50% I am ready to get married. Only 50% is remaining from her side. That 50%, our readiness has any value? 50% it might count as a 50%. But 50% from her is total 100%. So similarly, the 99% our practices, achievers, you know, sometimes that gives the tendency to rise. I am the achiever. I have chanted nicely. I have done this thing nicely. But if we forget the essence, we forgo the receiving the grace of the Lord. And this is what we see in the pastime. Two devotees wanted to see the beautiful dancing happening in the Srivas Angan's place, in the Srivas Angan. Lord Chaitanya was dancing. And only few devotees had entrance. But everyone was desiring to see that beautiful dancing of Lord Gauranga. And who would not like to? But here, the one person who desired was the one milk drinking brahmachari. He desired to see that beautiful dancing. And another person was there who was the mother-in-law of Srivas Thakur. So, now, this brahmachari, he has requested, he requested Srivas Thakur, please give me chance to see the Lord Gauranga's dancing. You are very dear devotee of the Lord and you can make it happen for me. But, although Srivas Thakur said, no, it's not possible. But somehow or other, as devotees are always compassionate, they said, okay, no problem. You hide yourself and you will see that. And Srivas Thakur's mother-in-law, she thought, why there is a need to take shelter of someone? I am qualified, means I am the mother-in-law after all, isn't it? So I can easily see, and she also hid herself sometime later to see the Gauranga's dancing. So in both the cases, that Lord understood ki there is someone who is not supposed to be here. But in case of milk drinking brahmachari, Lord allowed him, after chastising, after informing him, don't think that your austerities will bring fruits to love of, fruits of love of Godhead, or you will see on the basis of your austerities my pastimes. But he understood, and he also saw the heart of this brahmachari, milk drinking brahmachari. So he allowed him afterwards. After chastising him, he understood being a paramatma, what is going on in his heart. And he had taken the shelter of Shiva's Thakur. He could see the pastimes or the dancing of Lord Gauranga. But that did not happen in case of mother-in-law. Although she was qualified being the mother-in-law of Shrivas Thakur, she thought, I have achieved and now I can receive. But she could not receive that grace. She could not see the pastimes of Lord Gauranga. So spiritual practices or the spiritual life works differently. In material world, achievers are always adored. Isn't it? We'd never pay any attention who is called Dhakkalpas. In our schools, nobody going to recruit a person who is a Dhakkalpas or ATKT. Dhakkalpas itself is like a very abominable thing, you know, to be in that group where everyone is passing with the flying colors and you are Dhakkalpas. But in spiritual life, the receiving the grace, that Dhakkalpas is very important. When devotees push you ahead to the lotus feet of the Lord, then Lord accept that person. So we want to remain Dhakkalpas in spiritual life, in spiritual practice. We don't want to be achievers. And this is what Prabhupada, in people used to complain, Prabhupada, your disciples, they can't pronounce properly. They don't behave properly. Everyone was complaining, including his God brothers. And Prabhupada became a bit angry. What is this? They might not have any other qualification. They might not be able to pronounce properly Sanskrit verses. But they have only one qualification. They follow or they do whatever I say. And that qualification, that one qualification surpasses all other qualifications somebody might have. And that is the qualification to receive the mercy of the spiritual master and the devotees. And this is what has been taught in this verses, that we might be achieving, but we will remain perfectly imperfect in our practice of Krishna consciousness. And we might be imperfect, but if we have that mood of dependence on the Lord, then that is the perfection of spiritual life. And that is what Burijan Prabhu also says, that in the 8th key in his Japa book, that when we are chanting, he gives different things how to chant nicely. But in 8th key, he says that the most important thing is Namashraya, taking shelter of the holy name. We might apply different techniques to chant. But all this thing, even after doing all this thing, after taking shram, applying that techniques, the most important thing, that 1%, is Namashraya, taking the shelter of the holy name. Praying, begging, to the holy name.
जिव्वे सदैव भज सुंदरानि नामानि कृष्णानि मनोहरानि समस्त भक्तार्ति विनाशनानि गोविंद दामोदर माधवेति.
जिव्वे सदैव भज सुंदरानि. ओ माय टंग, ओ जिव्वा, प्लीज कॉन्स्टेंटली चैंट द होली नेम ऑफ द लॉर्ड. जीवे सदैव भज सुंदरानी. हियर सुंदर मीन्स स्वीट होली नेम ऑफ द लॉर्ड. लॉर्ड्स होली नेम इज स्वीट.
गोड तुझे रूप, गोड तुझे नाव. जस्ट लाइक लॉर्ड्स फॉर्म इज ब्यूटिफुल, इज स्वीट.
सिमिलरली द होली नेम इज ऑल्सो वेरी स्वीट. And that sweetness does not cause any kind of diabetes. Isn't it? We can go on drinking this nectar, the sweet, mellow. We can experience through chanting.
Of course, Rupa Goswami do say that khalus, the practice, in the beginning it might look or it might seem to be bitter. But after all, it is sweet nectar. We might be struggling to experience that sweetness, but it is sweet.
Jive sadaiva bhaja sundarani namani krishnani manoharani.
And not only that, that is manohar, which steals away your mind. Holy name is powerful enough to steal away your distracted mind.
Manohar. Our mind has been attracted to so many things of this world.
But the holy name, therefore here it is said, we are discussing this. Harer naam eva kevalam. Kalo nasteva nasteva gatiranita.
And biggest hurdle in our practice of chanting or the Krishna consciousness thing is mind. But here the guarantee is given. All our acharyas is trailing.
Namani Krishnani Manoharani. Manohar.
Not only his form is Manohar, but also his holy name is also Manohar. It has a power to steal.
And the next thing is been spoken, samasta bhaktarthi vinashanani.
All the distresses, the problems we face on the path of devotional service or practicing our sadhana bhakti, all such obstacle has been destroyed.
Samasta bhaktarthi, arti, vinashanani.
Govinda damodar madhaveti.
So, in one of the class, His Holiness Radha Govind Maharaj was saying, who can give you ananda? We are searching ananda in so many places, in so many things, in so many people. Who can give you ananda?
One who has ananda, that person only can give you ananda.
Who can give you charity? One who has his pocket full.
One who himself is a beggar cannot give you charity.
And what is Krishna's holy name? Anandam Budhivardhanam.
So Krishna only can give that. And this is Anandam Budhi.
This, yesterday only Prabhupada in one of the class he was saying, this samudra, this ocean is not limited like our California, the sea was there in Los Angeles somewhere. So Prabhupada was saying, it's not the spiritual practice is the ocean of Krishna's bliss is not limited. It is unlimited. Khila means imperfect or incomplete. But Krishna is called Akhila Rasamrita Murti. Akhila means unlimited and perfectly complete. So if we want to receive Ananda, so let us get connected to the source of Ananda. And it is also glorified, the holy name has been glorified. One who chants the holy name of the Lord, what happens to that person? Kampitam duritani mahamoham murchitam upayati. So here it is said that what can I tell you about the glories of the holy name? Even if someone thinks or decides to the chant the holy name of the Lord, what happens? Kampitani duritani, all the sins which has been accumulated throughout his life and lifetimes, they start trembling in fear. Chitragupta ji, one who keeps account, he starts erasing the accounts of that particular person. Mahamoha murchitim upayati. And the biggest illusion or the illusory energy, Mahamoham, that person, the personified person, the illusion, murchitani, he starts fainting, seeing the desire of this person. And Brahmaji starts preparing to welcome this person on the way to back to Godhead. Only the person who thinks or desires to chant the holy name of the Lord, then what to speak of the person or the people who regularly chant the holy name of the Lord, taking shelter of the Lord? What not he will achieve? And this is what has been spoken in these verses, where we take shelter through the practices of devotional service, not to just achieve something in the practices. Otherwise, that remains shramayeva hi kevalam. If we are not able to remember Krishna after hearing, after chanting, then it is shrama eva hi kevalam, only hard labor. So this is what has been explained in these verses, and now Bhagavad Gita, Uddhav Gita is going to be unfolded by Lord Krishna. So we request you all to keep coming for the Bhagavatam classes and enjoy the nectar given in these verses. So I'll stop here. I'll just summarize what has been discussed today. So today we discussed that how Uddhavji is explaining this essence, that we don't want to be independent, but to be dependent on the mercy of the Lord. May other practitioners achieve their goal, but our goal is to receive mercy. And then only we can overcome this illusory, the powerful illusory energy of the Lord, by utilizing the things offered to Krishna, by eating prasadam, by wearing the garland offered to the Lord, or the flowers, anything. Nirmalya is so potent. That way we can conquer over the illusory energy. And we don't want to be achievers, but we want to be receivers of grace of the Lord and the devotees. This is what has been spoken. So I'll stop here. If anybody has any comment or any question, so kindly.
Hare Krishna, yeah. Very nice class. But one point I wanted to ask about, you gave the example of the devotee pushing in spiritual circle, where we don't want to be achievers. But we see that in spiritual community also, people who have spent some time in the movement, they feel that if they have not achieved something, they feel hollowness. And we have seen example that devotee goes away also from this devotional service, to how to reconcile these two things, what you said and what we experience and see the devotees.
So the question is, I'll just frame it. Means we have a desires to achieve something, and if that thing is not achieved, even in devotional practices, then still we go away from the devotional practices. So how this is? So my understanding about this aspect is that everyone has a different needs. Till the time we understand the need of the soul and we don't get connected to that, till that time we can work for the desires what we have in our life, which are very hidden. I also told we even don't know how subtle that desires are to achieve something in this world. So a person feels fulfilled when he thinks his desires are been materialized. So that thing will be there with the people in this world, that they always want to achieve something. And even after coming to the spiritual life, there is a desire. Okay, I want to achieve certain things in this area or in this way. So our acharyas have allowed us to dovetail such desires in the service of the Lord and get purified and achieve the highest perfection or becoming a paramahamsa, where you are completely absorbed in hearing and chanting of the Lord. So a practitioner has to also take care of his desires, which is devotionally attached or which can be dovetailed in devotional service. Such desires are always been encouraged to fulfill. Like somebody has a desire for writing. So it has been said, okay, you write for Krishna. And that way you achieve something if you want to achieve in your life. But such desires, okay, I want to indulge in illicit sex. Such desires are not been said to be fulfilled. Or that is not cannot be dovetailed in Krishna's service. So, even if a practitioner has such desires to get fulfilled, if it is devotionally congenial, which can be dovetailed in the service, that we should always strive to achieve or fulfill that desires, instead of going away from the devotional service and trying to fulfill such desires. So that is how we also take care of the conditioning, the current conditioning what we have, that has been given that much space. Okay, you, as per your conditioning, you move ahead or progress in devotional service and come to the point. So such desires are always been, acharyas have always allowed such desire to get fulfilled. But desires which are not congenial for devotional service, that has been asked to disregard or discard them. So therefore, one who will go away from devotional service, who has such desires, where he wants to be center of the attraction, and he does not want to be Krishna. So our desires, where we keep Krishna in the center, and those people who want themselves to be centered, even after, so coming to the spiritual life, with what intentions you are practicing? You want to be hero, and that doesn't happen, then you go away from the practices. But those who are genuinely practicing, who are endeavoring to dovetailing that desire in the service of the Lord, they will always have this mood. Krishna, I want to glorify Krishna. And he will continue his Bhagavad Dharma of hearing and chanting, and along with fulfilling his desire. So this is how we understand. So one who goes away from devotional service, I think he has not understood the essence. So it is not a lack of taste. It is a lack of understanding. Or the lack of, sorry, it is not lack of taste in the practices. Or there are, or lack of power in the practices. It is a lack of proper intention. What intention, with what intention you are practicing? That matters a lot. So this is how both the things can be reconciled. So we can doubt our desires in the service of which are congenial for the devotional service. We can discard the desires which are not congenial for the devotional service and take up. And that is what shram is. Making right choices. That shram, everyone has to bear. If you don't want shram, then only you want vishram, isn't it? Vishram from the practices of devotional service. So that is what I understand this. If any senior devotee would like to comment on this, kindly please feel free. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande.